All right, Nace, get me the round of applause ready for a bloke who has had 25 UK top 40 singles, 9 UK top 40 albums, and has sold over 5 billion streams. Had 5 billion streams.
That's
worldwide.
So many billion.
He's won 2 Grammys, 14 Brit Awards. He's also had Man of the Match at the 2008 Soccer Aid game.
Oh,
so he can ball. He's a baller. His brand new album, 22, came out yesterday. 22, for those that know, powerful number. Master Builder number. Also, self-confessed sneakerhead. Who doesn't love the smell of those fresh shoes? His dad, George, was a bassist in the reggae group Ebony Rockers, so he's always destined to be in music. He's coming to Australia in November for Friday's Live. Please welcome to the show, the one, the only, Craig David!
Ah, Craig David!
Can I firstly say that intro? Oh, that's the one. Oh. That's the one I need to do before I do my shows, you know. It's just love, man. I appreciate you.
Craig, just so you know, we're really good at intros and we're shit-ass at interviews. So
start high, yeah?
Yeah,
just to the top. Also, I made all that up, so I can't believe I faked all of that.
Now,
that's crazy.
Interesting that you brought up that you're a sneakerhead as well, Craig, as well. Have you got what have you got on your feet at the moment? You got sneakers on at the moment? Are we barefoot? What are you wearing?
No. We're literally, if we can get up, it's just socks up here.
Just socks at the moment. Cool.
Not that you needed me to actually show you. I could have just said, I've got wearing socks. There was completely unnecessary to break my leg up to show you my socks.
We've but, injured yeah, Craig.
I do like some sneakers. Never try to do a yoga pose while you're sitting in the chair. It's just not the one.
He's done a hamstring.
Like...
He's ripped a hamstring. He's out 4 to 6 weeks.
I'm out of the World Cup now.
Oh, no!
I'm out of the World Cup.
He was going to...
The man in the match thing is over now. I do like my trainers, man.
This is good.
The fresh smell, as you said, the
it's
best.
Good, man, isn't it? Oh, just open the box. But I don't know if you're like me. I do love my shoes, but then, you know, as soon as you buy them, I don't want to put them on. You know what I mean? I don't want to scuff them. I don't want to ruin them.
A man of my own heart. Do you know what I mean? But back in the day, I used to box some Nike Huaraches. First ones I ever got. They stayed in the box after my birthday for probably a good 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
I was just too afraid to actually put them on. They went on in the house like a little, oh, look at my shoes. But never hit the concrete.
No.
Just stayed on the carpet.
Yeah, you appreciate them every now and then in your own house. This is really...
There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Pristine.
That's why he's wearing socks. Because they're in the box. He ain't putting them
on. There we go.
Craig.
Like, Craig, how do you keep your trainers so clean? I just don't put them on outside the house.
Don't wear them. Hey, Craig, let's talk about the new album, 22. Released yesterday. This is absolutely unreal. Talk us through it. What went into creating this album? An absolute wicked album.
Appreciate you, my man. Do you know what? It was throughout the pandemic, I had some time to, once everyone got sorted, like my friends, my family are okay, and I got that chomping at the bit to be creative in some way. Literally where I am right now in the studio, I've got a little setup. So I started to pen some songs and, you know, do a verse one day, maybe come back, do a chorus the next day. And I started listening to R&B and hip hop that I grew up listening to, which inspired me, put me on my Born to Do It kind of flex, like from back in the day. And the next thing you know, by the time we got to the end of the 2 years, I'd had like nearly 90 to 100 songs written. And we were like, I feel we've got an album here. Like, we can definitely whittle this down to, like, you know what I mean? And next thing you know, the album became 22. So it's got every song has earned its right to be on there. There's so much R&B, so much garage, dance records, but also had time lyrically to go there like I did on the first album, Born to Do It. So,
Craig, was there ever a point that you were like, I'm going to make an album with 200 songs?
Do you know what? I never in a million years thought that, and they were proper full songs. It wasn't like you got like a sketchy kind of verse. It was like, and it, weirdly enough, though, I've got to say, guys, that it reminded me of when I made my first album, Born to Do It. It was like my whole life up to the point of like 17 when I started to write, like actually put the vocals down.
Yeah.
So it, in a weird way, it was very reminiscent of that. Having time. No, you've got to get out there. We've got to drop it before this date. I was like, no one's going anywhere right now. Like, so let me take the time with this.
Is that, for those who don't know as well, you got What's Your Vibe, book coming out as well. Is that sort of like why they're coming out at the same time? That like they both sort of feel like, you know, big journeys. Like, you know, we're talking about 22 tracks, 22 years since your first album. You know, it's a very powerful number as well. Does it accompany that? Does the book sort of play a part of the album?
Absolutely. In a more serendipitous way than it would be me saying I planned it so perfectly that they would drop like a week out of each other. The album, weirdly enough, got pushed back. So it landed where it is now.
Yeah.
You've got the book that was like got pushed forward. So, and I'd finished that at the same time. And the funny thing is, I feel like the the book accompanies it in a way that if you discover the book, I'm not out there kind of shopping it, you've got to check this book. It's just like, you know what, if you want to go a little deeper, that's not just some of the stories and the anecdotes from my music part of my career in the book.
Yeah.
But What's Your Vibe really is actually, let's get underneath the hood and unravel some of this imposter syndrome and actually experiencing depression. And how did it, mental health, and how do I have to keep on top of that? And physical pain, like excruciating pain that I went through that I talk about in the book, that was a pivotal part in my life. But at the same time, I was releasing singles and trying to be like, oh, no, I got this. It's all cool.
Yeah.
It was not cool. I can't tell you. And I felt like it was important to have those things that other people could resonate with and be like, oh, wow, I didn't know he was experiencing that. And also, I don't need to have the same pitfalls that he had.
Yeah.
Maybe I can swerve some of that stuff. So that's kind of really why I made the book.
Well, yeah, I mean, I haven't read it yet, but I'm really excited to, because, you know, when I found out about this, I was like, you know, so many celebrities release books, you know, a year or two into their careers. This feels like you've taken that time. You've talked about some really personal things. Like, this is a real book. This is, you know, you're peeling back layers and talking about things that you've never spoken about in interviews, and people, I guess, get to see a side of you that they may not know.
Absolutely. I feel like we're in a time, guys, where people have sort of, we're past the smoke and mirrors thing of like everything, the entertainment yeah. industry is all glitzy and it's all beautiful. Like, I can imagine that if you really broke down some stories behind the scenes of even in the entertainment world that you're in now, holding yeah. space for artists to come through and having your own show, people would be like, really? Is that what you were going through, that when you were on air, when you said that?
100%.
And I think people, they connect with you. They're like, wow, there's human beings here, not this autonomous robot thing. And I felt like the more people talk about this, especially as a male, and seeing the male suicide rates going up, and like, we have to talk about stop demonizing this whole having to try and be alpha and having to try and man up and all these kind of like words that are just like, come on. Sack that off. We're done with that.
100%. We've done the show. Like, I've talked about like battling depression, being on antidepressants and stuff, and people, and like, I've talked about like bad times, and they go, you're a comedy show. Wait, yeah. You mean you were struggling? I'm like, yeah, but it's also my job. You know what I mean? Like, we got to break down those stigmas, and that there's those pressures to be like, you should behave this way, you should act this way, you should do this.
You know what? It's so true. And the thing is, we can laugh. And it's comedians, you can make people laugh. But we've seen that also with Robin Williams, right? He was making people laugh. Yeah. It's only when you get underneath what was some of the reasons that were maybe making him be so overtly making other people laugh, but not being seen himself. And I feel like there's a beautiful balance in this whole thing where you can listen. I will give the music, and I do that. That's what I do. I'll make you hopefully turn up at a party or at a festival or whatever. But just by having this book, it just means that if you want to check it out and go there, it's there. You may find it in a year's time, 2 years' time, or we may never find it, but it's there. And that, for me, was important to just offload it.
Absolutely. You know? Craig, do you think further down the line you'll release an audio version of the book? And if so, who would you read it yourself, or have you got somebody in mind that you – I think Stephen Fry would be perfect, just off the top of my head.
Stephen Fry.
David Attenborough.
Yeah, no.
But have you given any thought?
I mean, great voices, though. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if they'll land the story so well when they're talking about Rewind, not in your first Carnival. So I'm sure he's going to read
different live,
but it has come onto my radar about doing an audio, but I know I'll end up doing it myself, because I think I'm the only one that can really like give it the expression that it needs for people to be like, okay, because I've listened to some audiobooks and I'm like, it's not quite the same here. The tone of the voice, if it jars you from the start, you won't even get halfway through the first chapter. You'll just be like,
I'll do the audiobook, but I think it was like a question I read in an interview. You doing a movie, and you were like, nah, get that bloke from the Black Widow movie. He can play me.
Yeah. It's like, don't go back and rehash your old songs to make them into remixes. Yeah. You could do it for other people's, but I find for doing my own would be like, that's no go. And if you're going to, playing yourself in your own movie, it could be a little bit peak too. Yeah. So,
16-year-old Craig David. What's up,
Craig?
Exactly. Do me caked in makeup trying to pull that one off. It's not going to work.
Don't even worry. We've already enlisted the help of Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio for the Jimmy and Nath movie. So then I'm.
Hey, now, my guys, now we're talking. Yeah. See? That's the level we're dealing
with.
Yeah,
we're right at the top. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, we've got to talk about Fridays Live, of course, coming back to Australia to perform. This is huge. Performing alongside Malcolm Moore, TLC, Akon, Shaggy, Jay Sean. This is huge. Are they all going to get a copy of the book when you're out on the stage? Like, are you going to hand out signed copies or what's it go?
Do you know what? I promise you, I'm not going to be that guy. You know the one that's like, you saw, No, seriously, like slip it in conversation. Oh, and by the way, here's the book. And you know, you set them. No, no. If you've come to me, I got you. But I've got to say, by the way, guys, the way that you pattern these, the R&B Fridays, and not just because I'm still on the bill, I do love it because it just feels like the array of artists that you put on there who've got huge catalogs. I mean, Shaggy's got like tunes like Bjorn Macklemore.
Oh, yeah.
To be part of it and to be part of it again is just it's a blessing because I'm like, wow. You guys pull some artists together, man. Like you're not playing.
Well,
and then I'll leave it to you to do the book thing around the back. Like,
this is just us asking for the book, man.
Well, I can tell you now, Craig. Shaggy is stoked that you're not handing out copies because he's actually also releasing a book, and I think he's going to hand them out all through our Friday's Live.
I'm going to let him be that guy. I'm just going to be the. I'll pull back,
hype man,
and not be the book.
Shaggy, I love your book, man.
I'd come to perform today. Like, Craig, we don't need the bookseller out here. We're calm. We're good here.
Oh, absolutely. Look, Craig David, we absolutely adore you. Massive round of applause. We cannot wait for you to come back to Australia for Friday's Live. You are a true superstar. Go and check out the new album released yesterday, guys. It is called 22, the new book, What's Your Vibe? It is an absolute belter as well. Craig David, as always, mate, we love you. Thanks for joining us today.
Love you guys too. Thank you.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.